Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Into the hands of Finucane, who's going to score a try.
Cronulla co-captain Dale Finucane has announced his immediate retirement today from professional rugby league, ending a 251-game career after he sought medical advice on his history with concussions. Nightly sports editor Ben McClellan joins me in the studio. Ben, what led to Finucane's decision, or as he called it, a no decision?
Yeah, well, it's come as a bit of a shock. I mean, Finucane, you know, I know we throw this term around pretty freely, but he's definitely one of the hard men of the NRL. He had been out with injury and was training with the squad ahead of their big win over North Queensland last week. But then there's been this snap press conference call today where he's revealed that, based on medical advice, he's calling it quits. We knew he was going to retire at the end of the season. That had been flagged by Dale already. But the fact that he's had to pull up stumps much more quickly is obviously a much bigger development in the story. So you know, not unsurprising given the blows. You know, he's taken over his 250-game career, but still with any of these sort of stalwart-type players retiring like this, it comes as a shock, and it's coming on the same day as Wally Lewis, the king of rugby league, has given quite an impassioned speech at the National Press Club, where he's implored for nearly $20 million in funding to help CTE awareness research. He was joined by another recently retired sports player, Nathan Murphy from the AFL, who was in the crowd. So, yeah, I guess it makes you think about how many of these players, you know, in the decades gone by have continued to play or seen out their last season when they probably should have been medically retired, like Dale has today.
Yeah, well, it's actually amazing that Finucane has lasted as long as he has. Yep. And probably only because it's only more recently that yep. we've started to take CTE and these types of brain injuries more seriously. So he was a lock forward. So he definitely copped a lot of punishment and knocks to the head. And he said today that, his wife was concerned and he was concerned because the number of times that he had concussions that meant that he couldn't return to the playing field was in the double digits for his career. And they were becoming more frequent over his career with the Sharks and the Doggies and the Storm and games for New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing for me, listening to Wally Lewis at the National Press Club today, talking about CTE, we know it's been an issue in American football closer to home. We've had Shane Tuck and Polly Farmer in the AFL and Heather Anderson in the AFLW be diagnosed with CTE after they've died. In rugby league, Corey Parker believes he suffers from chronic traumatic encephalopathy as well. But I listened to Finucane today and, you know, he went to see his neurologist and the neurologist said, well, mate, based on how many times you've had concussions, you should just pull a pin immediately. If you were a neurologist, right, and your concern was the human brain, the health of the human brain, it must be tempting to tell every professional rugby league player and AFL player, if you care about your brain, you probably should give it up.
Sort of shouldn't play a contact sport. I guess that's a pretty obvious one, but I think the players, when they're at the level of seeing a neurologist, it's when obviously it's much more serious. Yeah. I don't think too many teams have neurologists on staff.
They don't want them in the building.
There is the clubs are taking this more seriously, basically because they have to. The doctors and medical staff at the clubs, I guess, when in years gone by, may have been looking to see how they can, you know, pass players to play.
Yeah, get around the concussion protocols.
Where now the culture is definitely having the players' welfare front and centre of their recommendations. But it's an incredibly vexing issue. The AFL and NRL are both, you know, high speed, high impact sports. It's why people like to watch them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's been a culture of shaking things off and, you know, pressing forward. I mean, the fact, you know, people getting taken out and suffering serious injuries was almost a badge of honour. It's a really difficult thing for both leagues that they're managing with. You know, it's seen been something that feels like the AFL's had to grapple with a lot more this year. The NRL has some pretty clear-cut concussion protocols, but obviously the AFL is grappling with these sort of aerial high-impact collisions, which I know we talked about yesterday. Toby Green's going to the tribunal tonight. Just overnight, we've had Damien Hardwick, the Gold Coast Suns coach, back Toby Green in as well, saying he wouldn't suspend him, but acknowledging under this new sort of anti-head knock regime, if I can put it like that, that he won't win this tribunal tonight. So it's going to be an issue that's just going to continue to dominate the headlines.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to know, you know, at what point it'll reach its head, because yes. So to speak, because you know, it's, at the end of the day, these are, as you say, high speed impact sports, there's only so much you can do to remove that from these games.
Correct.
But we'll follow it very closely as it unfolds. Nightly sports editor Ben McClellan, thanks as always for joining us on the Nightly Five.
Thank you.